The 20 minutes felt like an eternity. Robert leaned against the cold marble of the hallway, his eyes closed. He could hear the muffled voices of the council behind the heavy mahogany doors. "They're stalling," Virginia muttered, pacing the floor. "The lobbyists are using the time to make one last push. I can feel the shift." Robert opened his eyes. "Let them push. Everything we showed them is on the record. If they vote against it now, they're doing it in the face of the facts. They won't risk their seats on a blatant cover-up." Many looked at the closed doors. "You've changed the game, Robert. You've forced them to be accountable." The doors creaked open, and the mayor's aide stepped out, motioning for them to return. As they walked back into the chamber, the atmosphere had sharpened. The lobbyists were standing, their faces tight, their retreat already being calculated. The mayor sat down, the gavel resting beside his hand. "We have reviewed the structural data," he announced, his voice clear. "We find the proposed design meets the intent of public safety, even if it exceeds the outdated zoning parameters." Robert stood still, his heart hammering against his ribs. "The council moves to grant the construction permit," the mayor continued, striking the gavel once. "With the condition that the project remains transparent to city inspection throughout every phase of development." A wave of applause broke out from the gallery. The troubleshooters gathered their briefcases and left without a word, vanishing into the shadows of the back exit. Robert exhaled, a sound that seemed to carry the weight of the last 2 years. "We have the permit," he said, his voice barely a whisper. "We're clear to build." "We aren't just building," many said, clutching his arm. "We're leading." As they exited the building, the night air felt clean. The city of Pasadena was stretching out before them, a sprawling landscape of opportunity. They had confronted the rot of the past and paved the way for something solid. "What's the first move?" Virginia asked, her eyes bright with excitement. "We go back to the shop," Robert replied, walking toward their truck. "We have a schedule to meet. And for the first time, the only thing slowing us down will be our own capacity to work." The saga of the Towers family was no longer a story of survival. It was a story of construction. They were building a legacy that was entirely theirs, honest, durable, and unshakable. The road ahead was long, but they were no longer walking it in the dark. They were driving, and the path was brightly lit.